This morning, I'm not going to tell you a regular sermon, but I'm going to tell you a story from Godly Play, our children's program, and Bill's going to help me here. Godly Play is the new program that we've instituted starting last fall for our children. It's a wonderful program, and the theology in Godly Play is quite sophisticated. So it's good for adults as well as it is for children. So this morning I'm going to invite us all to be children, but I hope that you'll respond when I have the wondering questions. One of the techniques of Godly Play is to say, "I wonder," and then the children can wonder and use their minds and think, and then they come up with responses. The idea is that if you help the children or the adults enter into the story, or the parable, or whatever it is, then they engage with it, and that's how you learn, is when you get inside the Bible story. So I'm going to tell the story this morning, and it has nothing to do with the gospel lesson or anything today. This is the parable of the mustard seed. And we have, the Godly Play classroom is in the modular. It's very highly structured. The Godly Play people tell you just how to set it up. And every story has got a box or a container. And so we have one of the shelves dedicated for the parables. It's the parable shelf. And we have 9 boxes in there, one for each of the parables. And that's our parable box for this morning. So I'm going to pretend that we are all sitting on the floor in a circle. I'm not going to ask you to come and sit on the floor. And instead of having the story told on the floor, Bill's going to hold this flannel board up so we can all see it and we don't have to peer down on the floor. And afterwards, we can kind of debrief a little bit about how this works. So we're all children this morning. We're going to enter into the story that way. So when the children come in to the modular, they're first met with a doorkeeper. And the doorkeeper is assigned to get the children ready to enter into the circle. There's a circle on the floor where they sit. And if the child is not ready, too excited or whatever, then the doorkeeper calms them down and gets them ready. And when they're ready, the doorkeeper brings them to the circle, and the storyteller greets them by name and asks them to sit. And then when all the children are gathered on the circle, then we're ready to begin. So it's a very tightly structured process, highly controlled classroom, so that the children are secure. They know what they're supposed to do and what's supposed to happen. And if there's a disruption or if one of the children is got too much energy that day, then the doorkeeper comes over and asks that child to come over and sit by the door. And they can still hear the lesson. It's just that they can't be in the circle. So it's very well thought out. There's thousands of churches using Godly Play, and it's been developed over the last 40 years. So, let's just begin. Watch where I'm going to get this lesson. It's gold. This box looks old. Parables are old. I wonder if there could be a parable in this box. This box is gold. Parables are valuable, maybe even more valuable than gold. this box has a lid. I know boxes have lids, but parables have lids too. A lid is like a door. Sometimes the door is closed and you can't get in. If you happen to come to a parable and you can't get in, don't be discouraged. Just come back again and again, and one day it will let you in. This box looks like a present. Parables are presents that were given to you before you were born, before your parents were born, even before your grandparents were born. I know. Let's look inside and see if there really is a parable in here. I wonder if this could be a parable. It certainly is yellow. Nothing there except yellow. I wonder what it could be.
A desert.
A desert? Could be a desert.
The sun.
Could be the sun. Ah, I wonder if it's the sun. Yeah. Sort of looks like a lemon, doesn't it? Shape of a lemon. Oh, I wonder if it could be a parable. I wonder. Let's see if there's anything else in here to help us. No, there's not. So let's begin. Once there was someone who said such wonderful things and did such amazing things that people began to follow him. And as they followed him, they heard him talking about a kingdom, but not the kingdom that they lived in, and not any kingdom that they had ever visited, and not even any kingdom they had ever heard of. So they just had to ask him, what is the kingdom of heaven like? And one time when they asked him, he said, the kingdom of heaven is when a person takes a seed, the tiniest of seeds, the grain of mustard seed, so small that if I put it on my finger, you wouldn't even be able to see it. And he plants the seed in the ground. And the birds of the air come And they put their nests in the branches of the tree. Now, I wonder, does the person who planted the seeds have a name?
I imagine so. I would say so.
The person has a name.
Yes. The sower.
Mm-hmm. Any ideas about the name? Where do you think the person was when the seed began to grow into a shrub that became a tree?
At home?
Mm-hmm.
These are good questions.
think. Where do you think the person was?
It's out in the field.
Out in the field?
In the field.
Mm-hmm. Watching?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Taking care.
Okay, good.
Planting more trees.
Johnny Mustard Seed.
Johnny Appleseed,
but for mustards. Do you think the person was happy to see the birds come?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
And
the birds eat seeds.
Oh, okay. Do you think the person could take the shrub and put it back down into the seed where it came from after it was fully grown?
No.
Mm-mm. Do you think the seed was happy while it was growing?
Yes.
Maybe. What happened to the seed after the tree was fully grown?
Birds
ate it?
The birds ate them.
The seed that it came from.
The seed that was planted.
What happened to the seed that was planted after the tree was fully grown?
It was no longer.
Yeah. It gave the tree life and then it went away.
Yeah. It died. Okay.
Well, no, it didn't really die.
It just went away.
Yeah.
Okay, it was its life went into the tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think the tree was happy when it was growing? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I wonder what this tree could really be.
Shelter.
Uh-huh.
It gave life to the birds.
A place for the birds. Uh-huh.
Tree of life.
Could be a tree of life. Mm-hmm.
Good shade.
Shade, yeah. I wonder what the nests could really be.
What?
The nests.
Oh.
Homes. Could be our homes. Yeah. Do you think the birds have names?
Species names.
Yep, like larks or robins. Do you think they have names like we have names? Yeah, why not? This bird might be Phyllis. This might be Marin. This might be Blaine. Have you ever been near a tree like this?
Some of the characteristics. characteristics, but not all of the characteristics.
Okay. Some. I wonder what this whole thing could really be.
A cycle.
A what?
A cycle.
A cycle of life. Yeah. Uh-huh.
From the smallest seed comes life.
From the smallest thing comes life. Yeah. Good. Okay. We're going to put the birds back in the box. And put the nests back in the box. In the tree. Everybody passes. You did very well.
Have you had this lesson yet over in
England? No, this is the first time this is being used.
I wonder if anybody will comment that we ourselves started with a seed.
Oh my. What an interesting thought. So, were you happy when you were growing up?
Yes.
What did you grow into?
Oh, Lord.
Who planted you?
Who managed me?
Who planted you? Who really planted you?
God.
Yeah. Who was the person? What's the name of this person who planted the seed? God? Jesus? Maybe this is Jesus.
Is this around K or 3K to whoever shows up?
From 2 or 3, we're keeping them pretty young in there, to about 3rd grade. It's pretty flexible, but once they get into middle school, there's parables for the older kids. But this would be a parable for the little kids. So I'll put it back on the shelf with the gold circle showing so the children know where it is. Now the children can, after you tell the story, the children can do work. They can use art to express themselves, and they might draw a tree or something, or a bird, or a nest, or something. Or they can take one of the stories that they've already heard, like this one. They can go to the shelf and take it out, and then they can tell it to themselves or to one another and re-experience the story. Kids love that because they're so they learn so quickly that they can just about tell it word for word. And they get back into the story and they hear it again. So what did you learn from that? Did you learn it? Did you hear the parable of the mustard seed in a way that you hadn't heard before?
Yeah.
I did. Did any of the questions make you think of it differently? I had never thought about how the mustard seed could be Jesus who died so that the church could be born. The tree could be the church. I had never thought that I could be the tree that grew up and had a place for lots of good and fruitful things to happen. A lot of things. Did you have any other thoughts about?
I thought it might be Abraham.
The tree. Oh yes, that's wonderful.
It started.
Yeah, Abraham was the first of the family of God, and he was the seed that was planted. God planted Abraham. Abraham's family grew and became as many as the stars in the sky. And beautiful. That's a wonderful explanation.
We still talk about our families as family trees.
Yeah, family tree.
Yeah.
Now I never thought of the parable of the mustard seed as a family tree. But that's a natural connection to make. So by telling the story this way, it helps all of us enter into this Bible parable, open it up, and start to see it in new ways, and hear what God's saying to us. So thank you for joining us in this parable this morning and being our children. Amen.